1400 AM and 96.9 FM, live and local. This is the Morning Primetime Newsmaker.
Thursday's Newsmaker brought to you by MRSK Buildings, constructing all kinds of buildings, shops and garages, equipment storage, livestock facilities, and barn homes. MRSK Buildings, where their business is your building, call 620-340-7732.
Whether you're needing a pole barn, a steel building, a shop, a garage, or any kind of ag building, MRSK Buildings is who you should call. With over 20 years of experience, this family-owned business will meet or exceed your expectations. Stop by and see Jeff or Brady at MRSK Buildings, 2604 West Highway 50 in Emporia, across from Bluestem. MRSK Buildings, our business is your building.
KVOE, we are live and we are local, and we're happy that you're with us on this Thursday morning, day two of 2025, day two of January. And we're very pleased to be joined in studio this morning by Jeremy Rusko, Champions Landing. Jeremy, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Crazy to think that it is January 2nd, 2025, and here we are.
Here we go. So happy New Year to you.
Happy New Year to you guys.
And, well, I guess you've had, an interesting holiday season, haven't you, huh?
Yeah, we got quite a few changes at Champions Landing, and I suppose that's what we're here to talk about, to inform the community.
Well, I know we are, and it came down to, I guess, maybe some nervous times, too, in December, huh?
Yeah, I mean, it's been, it's everybody, I think, knows that it's challenging financially to run a golf course and a restaurant. And, I was hopeful and optimistic that, we got the keys to the facility on February 1st of last year, 2024, yeah. And opened it up to the public. And was hopeful and optimistic that we would get a meaningful increase in traffic all around the facility, from the golf course to the disc golf to the swimming pool to Champs Bar and Grill, Champs Coffee Shop, the private room rentals, all the different things that we're doing. And while there was certainly increases, and there were, good increases in business, it just, at the end of the day, it is really expensive and really costly to run and operate a golf course. And so challenging decision needed to be made to actually cease operations for the golf course, shifting into the 2025 season with an emphasis and focus on disc golf for the outside, for the property.
Jeremy, I remember that you had mentioned here that you'd actually made the decision to close things down outright. I'm assuming that gathering got pretty sober pretty quick with Champions Landing staff. What was, how long had you been looking at that option, and then how quickly were you able to reset, recalibrate, and then move forward with the changes that you mentioned this past weekend?
It was weeks and months in the think tank, and of course certainly didn't want to get to that decision. But as the weeks continued to go on, and the income wasn't where we were expecting it to be. And I think a lot of that it's a challenging time economically right now. It's inflation is hitting everybody's pocket. It's expensive to, it's expensive to live right now. And discretionary disposable income is shrunk up a lot, not only in Emporia, but I think all over the United States. And people have to really pick and choose where they're going to spend their dollars, and I completely get it. And so, just as things continued to progress, and the expenses certainly well exceeded the income, I couldn't see a path forward that was meaningful to continue to keep the doors open. And but with that being said, after sharing the news with the management team and seeing their passion to want to continue to do what we've been doing, as I processed that and woke up the next morning at the couple things that could I felt like make a meaningful difference were closing down the golf course, because that's a substantial amount of payroll and expenses, as well as making a few staffing adjustments in terms of how we operate to eliminate and reduce a few more expenses there, and hopefully see that there's some light at the end of the tunnel, and that as things transition into this 2025 season, which here we are, that things will be a little bit more positive. And it's, I get it. It's been a country club, members only facility for over a century, and it is hard for people to embrace that and understand that. And I've just yesterday was having a conversation with actually one of the Flint Hills Jazz Ensemble members who actually played for our New Year's Eve party there on New Year's Eve. Yeah. And he actually just, and he doesn't live too far from there, and didn't realize that it was open to the public and that he could have been there, you know, all year and golfed or fished or went to the swimming pool and brought his kids and those sorts of things. And so it's, I get it. It takes a long time to change what's been going on for 113 years. And we'll see if 2025 is that year for change.
So the golf course, what kind of, I guess, financially to keep that golf course in play, you know, the fairways, the greens, and you mentioned staff too. How much of a financial, you know, number you're looking at, you know, to keep that golf course in play? What did you have to do?
Well, it's, I mean, just the payroll alone, and 120 to 160 hours a week to to keep the keep everybody doing the things they need to be doing. You know, the greens get mowed 6 days a week during the season. By the time you factor in, you know, the irrigation system, I don't know exactly when the irrigation system was put in, but I think it's 60 plus years old. It seems like an irrigation line breaks. At least once a month, it requires some pretty intensive digging and exploration to figure out, and then sprinkler heads breaking and different things with the irrigation system, and then the chemicals, fertilizer to keep everything doing what it's supposed to be doing on the golf course. It certainly adds up, and to transition that over to a disc golf facility, which I think aligns more with the strategic plan with the city of Emporia, and the importance of, you know, disc golf has been an important part of our community for a long time. And not that golf is not important, but there already is an 18-hole golf course that you know, our golfers in the community can go and play. And so the plan moving forward is to transition that into two disc golf courses, as well as the 18-hole championship level disc golf course that people are familiar with today. So two shorter courses that'll be more of like an intermediate and advanced level, as well as the championship level course that is on there. So I'm working on that right now and looking forward to opening that up as we turn into the spring season.
So you're going to have three disc golf courses. That's the tentative game plan, as opposed to the one right now?
Yep, that is the tentative game plan. It's, okay. You know, right now the course, it's a great course if you are a great disc golfer. It is. I mean, it is one of the more challenging courses that's out there. It's long. It takes a lot of time to play. You can certainly lose discs, and you know, we just know that having a more beginner intermediate level course as well as an advanced level course will be beneficial. And also on a tournament side, and bringing disc golfers to Emporia, the ability to have two disc golf courses there will allow us to attract approximately 180 more competitors to come and play in the tournament. And so I think that's a win for Champions Landing, and a win for the city of Emporia, and a win for Dynamic Discs and the House of Discs organization.
So you're still in the recruitment mode, trying to get you know, big tournaments that have been here before in the past back here, Jeremy?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, this year we are hosting the PDGA Junior Disc Golf World Championship in Emporia, which is a big deal for the city of Emporia. We're hosting the Glassblown Open event, and we are going to be doing more events and. Closing down the traditional golf course allows us to have a lot more freedom and flexibility to have disc golf leagues or smaller disc golf tournaments, organized disc golf events on the property. And so certainly think that, and expect that there will be more disc golf activity than we've experienced in previous years.
Before we shift over to the other adjustments, Jeremy, what does that mean, I guess, maybe for the underground infrastructure then? You mentioned here for the ball golf side, six decades, it seems like it's having the same issues with lifespan as the water mains across town, and specifically the northwest part of town. Does that mean that you're going to have to do like a big rip out of the underground infrastructure and replacement, or how do you look at possibly handling that side of things for the disc golf courses to come?
Well, when you look at, let's say, our traditional city parks in Emporia, let's take Jones Park and Peter Pan, for example, there isn't irrigation out there, and the majority of the time the grass looks good, it's mowed, it's green. We were very fortunate in Emporia to have a really good amount of rain. I was actually in western Kansas over the holiday, and I just cannot believe how brown and dry and dusty it is a couple hours to the west, and just really makes me appreciate Emporia and our climate and green grass. And anyway, so there's really not the irrigation needs. I do expect we'll be planting, changing some of the grass, some of the turf to just a traditional fescue that that you're used to seeing out there on the in the public parks, and you know, we'll irrigate that to help get things going. But ultimately, the irrigation system won't really be needed or necessary, and I guess that's that.
Jeremy Roscoe, Champions Landing owner, with us on our primetime newsmaker this Thursday, January 2, 7:30, 35 degrees. So any adjustments coming to Champs Coffee Shop and Champs Landing, the year Bar and Grill?
Just some minor changes there. We are, for at least the winter hours, we are shut, closing down in full on Sunday and Monday. That is just, yeah, we were trying to be open 7 days a week to really make it be where we're accessible all the time. But consumer trends proved that it really wasn't meaningful to be open on Sundays and Mondays. And I hope that as things will just say open back up in the spring, that we get back to being open at 6 or 7 days a week. But and that really just helps our staff out and makes us be able to manage things a little more efficiently. But you know, the one thing I really want to make sure and mention is, you know, our tagline is Champions Landing, the place to be in Emporia where everyone is welcome. And I don't think that you know, that can get shared enough. Everyone is welcome. It is not a members only private facility, and it really is some beautiful space in Emporia. I think Champs Coffee Shop is just an absolute great place to have a cup of coffee or a latte. Overlook the golf course. It's a beautiful view there. It's really functional space, and you know, it's really neat to see people utilizing that space, because as I officed out of that space about a year ago, it was really not active and not utilized. And I was as I was enjoying the view myself, I was thinking, man, more people should enjoy this view in this space. And that was the inspiration behind opening Champs Coffee Shop, and just to get people familiar with coming on the property. And so again, open to the public. We've got great food at great prices, and some of the best coffee in town, in my opinion, and I think some others that are frequently in the building. And so I think that's about that.
What's the plan here for the pool space? Because it sounds like that is going to be permanently closed, and the way it sounds, possibly filled in.
Yeah, there's you know, no firm plans, but I think it was really eye opening to a lot of people when I, you know, shared that the cost to operate that pool was approximately $25,000 for last season. And let's keep in mind, that's a short season, and we you know, attributed about $5,000 in revenue to the pool. And you know, maybe that would double, maybe that would do a little bit more than double if, you know, word continues to get out there and people realize and understand that they are able to use the pool. But even at, you know, double or triple the traffic, it is still a money pit and a money loser, and it probably is going to have more challenges and problems to stay open. It just seems like some of this older stuff just continues to wear out, need to be replaced. So ideally, we would be filling that space in. That's it's a beautiful view that overlooks the golf course and the Victory Lake down there, and I think it could be a great place for some live music, a great place to have a wedding, a great place to just enjoy the, you know, beautiful peacefulness of the property, and just be in kind of what I think is one of the most beautiful places in Emporia.
So is the upstairs still going to be open for events, meetings, gatherings, that sort of thing?
Yeah, absolutely. We've got some of what I think is the best meeting space and private party space in Emporia, where we've got, you know, just some different sizes of rooms that are more functional for different size groups. And so, yeah, it's been really exciting this year to see the number of private parties, whether that's a wedding, a birthday, baby shower, wedding shower, weddings, business meetings, corporate parties. We've done a lot of stuff. We've really partnered with, or not necessarily partnered, but Emporia State University is coming over quite frequently, which has been great to see. I know we got Emporia State men's basketball pregame meal today and on Saturday as well, and we've got the women's basketball team coming. And a couple on Monday, and you know, we had the Emporia State University cross country time trial out there on the property, and so I definitely think there's going to be more. And the Turkey Day trot was a really cool thing for
hugely successful.
Yeah, and so you know, there's a great piece of property, and I think that having the golf course not be the emphasis on the grounds is going to open up for a lot of different opportunity out there.
Well, we certainly wish you the best. And you do have a wonderful facility out there. And we're talking with, you know, business owners and management teams throughout the city of Emporia here the past couple of years, especially, Jeremy, staffing has been an issue. What about your staff? Your numbers good out there right now?
Yeah, staffing is absolutely a challenge for us and for, the city of Emporia. I tell you what, I have a new level of respect and appreciation for anybody in the service, hospitality, restaurant business. It is challenging. It is hard. It's different than what I'm familiar with and used to. And thankfully, I've got some passionate people and some managers that really understand it. And I think that we're building a team that is going to do a great job, especially moving forward, and we're making some of the necessary adjustments to overcome some of the, some of the challenges that we've had. And that being said, I think that people need money, they need to work. I think we've got a great place to come in to work, and we support each other. And if you are looking for an opportunity, you can go to champslanding.com on our website and click on the employment tab and let us know that you're looking to get employed, and we will be reaching out to hopefully fill a couple of our spots.
All right. So, again, Champs Landing Bar and Grill, what are your hours out there?
11 to 9 p.m. Tuesday through Saturday. We are closed Sunday and Monday for this winter season, but Tuesday through Saturday, 11 a.m. to 9 p.m.
And the coffee shop?
Coffee shop, Tuesday through Saturday, 7 a.m. to 2 p.m.
Open right now then?
That's right.
Okay.
Good deal. Well, Jeremy, thanks so much for sharing. We really appreciate it. I know this has been kind of a trying time, a lot of planning that's had to go into this, and we appreciate you being willing to share with us to this amount of depth, and we wish you all the best here coming up here for 2025 and beyond.
Well, I appreciate that, and just want to remind everybody, Champions Landing, the place to be in Emporia, where everyone is welcome, and we look forward to seeing you.
Who's welcome?
Everyone.
Everyone is welcome.
There
all
you
right.
go.
Thanks, Jeremy. We appreciate it.
Thanks, Jeremy.
Yeah, Jeremy Rusko joining us on our primetime newsmaker this morning. Chuck?
All right. If you want to be part of the newsmaker spots, next week is tentatively open. Couple of dates likely to be filled out here later today. So let us know. 620-342-1400 or KVUE at KVUE.com. Kayla Mott, Kat Dork is talking about Emporia First Friday that was in 2024 and what's to come in 2025.
Yeah, because there is no Emporia First Friday actually happening tomorrow.
True.
Because a lot of the businesses that were host sites and venues for First Friday are closed tomorrow. So we'll be recapping 2024, and as Chuck mentioned, look forward to what is on the horizon here in 2025.
Looking forward to that.
Primetime Newsmaker tomorrow. And our Primetime Newsmaker this morning brought to you by MRSK Buildings, where their business is your building. Call Jeff Hodges today, 620-340-7732. That's 340-7732. MRSK Buildings, where their business is your building. It is 738. Join KVOE and Country 101.7 FM at Time Traveler's Clock Repair this